This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite hysterical calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. AP called the strike shocking and horrifying. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for the AP journalist. Press freedom groups condemned the attack and accused the military of trying to censor coverage of its relentless six-day offensive, now into its seventh day, against Hamas militants. The military claimed that Hamas militants used that building for sophisticated operations, but they didn't provide any evidence. Again, Israeli airstrikes destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press offices in the Gaza Strip, as well as other media outlets, and the airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to stop the attack. Military says that Hamas militants should use the building for sophisticated operations. More at voanews.com. This is